Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Friday now, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. C.J. Mosley spent quite some time with the Baltimore Ravens. He was, in my opinion, was the best linebacker at the time since Ray Lewis for the Baltimore Ravens, inside linebacker, during his 5 years. 5 years in which he had a total of, look at his tackles here. Oh, yeah, here we go. A total of 1,083 tackles. 300 of them were assists. 687 were solos. He also forced fumbles. He did a lot of things for the Baltimore Ravens. And now, correction, 579 tackles, I'm sorry, in those 5 years. And now he's retired. Rick Ritter told us, who I know is in contact with him a lot, or was in contact with him a lot, Ed, that CJ wanted to become a Baltimore Raven again, but the med staff said basically, not going to work.
Nope. And that's a shame. Well, good that they looked out for his well-being, but that's too bad, because I always liked CJ. I think you're right. He was probably the best, you know, inside linebacker we've had since Ray, other than Roquan, who was, you know, better. But CJ was particularly good against the run. You know, just a big linebacker, tough, physical, you know, run stopper. I liked him a lot. I'm glad to hear he, when he went to the Jets, I always wondered how the departure was. Because I always do when guys go to other teams. Especially we had that, you know, the Jets had Joe Douglas, you know, and obviously when Rex was there, he took a lot of players, and Joe Douglas had the connection with the Ravens, and they got some players. So I always wondered how the relationship was. But to hear he wanted to come back must mean it was pretty good.
Jeremy Kahn, your thoughts. Is he one of the biggest what-ifs in Baltimore Ravens history?
Maybe, but like the other thing that happened, look, the Jets threw a ton of cash at him, mm-hmm. and we were curious if he was going to stay. But remember, even in that point in time, we were poking holes in him, so good in the run game, but people were so frustrated in the pass game and covering running backs out of the backfield and things like that. And the injuries just kind of happened for him with the Jets. There's no question he was an extremely talented player, and at that point, probably the best linebacker they had since Ray.
Yep.
But yeah, like again, this is a guy that hopefully comes back here, signs that one-day contract and retires
nice.
In the Raven.
Yep.
But yeah, he was a fun guy to watch play. But I do remember when he was leaving, I felt like people were taking, I don't want to say shots, but like poking holes in his game.
I don't think he's a what if. I think he was who he was. I think we got everything out of C.J. Mosley. When he went elsewhere, when he went to the New York Jets, he spent 5 years with them as well. He had 504 tackles total, 300 solos, 204 assists. He was pretty much the same guy with the exception of the injuries. He played in 19 fewer games with them. But I think we got everything that you can get out of C.J. Mosley. And I think the proof was, Ed, what he did with the next team.
Yeah. No, he had plenty of gas left in the tank. It's what Jeremy just said. What I just said, too, is just he became kind of one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was very good against the run. He's a big guy, big linebacker, good against the run, but he could not keep up in the passing game with running backs. And I think it led to a lot of criticism, a lot of frustration, because people noticed. I mean, we talked about it on the air. It was just, you know, it was obvious. And I think that was what's led to his, you know, his move to New York.
410-583-1057 is the number. Wish him the best in after his career, whatever endeavor he decides to take part of. Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line at 9:30, but on the other side, is Charlie Morton one of the answers in the rotation moving forward? We know what he's doing now.
Where are we at? Man.
What? Am I teasing the wrong thing?
No, Charlie. We just said, is Charlie Morton the key?
one of the answers. Yeah.
I mean, you look at it and you go back months ago. I can't believe we're talking about this.
Well, we're going to. Up next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, for the better part of a month now, I've been locating well. I've been throwing strikes. I'll have an outing here or there where it's like maybe the command's a little bit of an issue, but I don't think that's abnormal for anybody. I think everybody kind of runs into an outing. I think I made some adjustments a while back with my delivery and my timing, and I don't even remember when that would have been, but probably early May. Since then, I felt pretty good in my delivery.
Charlie Morton has been spot on in the description of his season all year. Remember when he told us he still had it? He was confident of that, and we all rolled our collective eyes at his comments and thought, he is delusional. Charlie, you may have, but it ain't it. I don't know what you have.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's break down Charlie Morton's season. In March and April, he had 7 appearances, 5 starts. He pitched 26 and two-thirds innings. He gave up 37 hits in that time and 28 earned runs, 6 home runs. 26 strikeouts, 21 walks. His whip was 2.175. His strikeouts to 9 innings was 8.8. His strikeouts to walks was 1.24. And his earned run average, 9.45. And then in May, we saw a little improvement. Charlie Morton had six games. He had two starts. He pitched 20 in the third innings. He gave up 15 hits only, four home runs. He had his whip during that time was 0.984. Most of that was in the bullpen, and his strikeouts to walk was 3.80. In June, four games, all starts, 3-0. 2.25 earned run average. 20 innings pitched. He's given up a lot of hits, 23, but only five earned runs. He's given up zero home runs. He has 29 strikeouts and six walks. His whip is 1.45 because of the hits. But his strikeouts to walk, almost five, 4.83. What has happened to Charlie Morton? We asked that early in the season for a bad thing. Now we ask that because things have turned quite quickly.
Yeah. You know, and again, I don't know that anyone, we all should be apologizing because I didn't hear a single person saying, hey, man, Charlie Morton's going to figure this out. And how do you,
yeah.
And to be fair to anyone that was criticizing him too, like, how could you expect it? You're talking about a 40-some-year-old pitcher that's just getting hit hard. He's walking, guys. No, it doesn't happen.
They don't
happen.
Get better. Yeah. When you do that at 40, Jeremy, you are who you are. You don't get better.
Yeah. You know, and that's the weird thing. Like, we all laughed at Morton saying, hey, I got good stuff. I just don't know what's going on. Maybe he was right. Maybe it was BS and he just figured it out. But whatever it was, I mean, look, I'm happy to watch it now, and I'm happy that, including myself and everyone else, we were all wrong that this thing turned around. Now, in my mind, Rob, it doesn't mean that it couldn't go the other way again. You know, like, it kind of is what it is at this point of his career, but he looks really, really good right now. He struck a guy out on a ball that hit the guy the other day.
Twice. He's done it twice. He did it against the Angels as well.
It's embarrassing, man. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the ball hit him right in the middle of the leg against the Angels. And this got to be good to see a guy this age kind of say, get on my back.
Absolutely it is. And again, I don't criticize anybody for criticizing him because we all saw the same thing. Jeremy wanted to shoot him into the sun. Every time his name was up in the rotation, I was like, oh, no, when is it going to end? Like, didn't you even, I think you asked Elias, like, what's up with the Charlie Morton situation?
Yeah.
It's like, it was obvious. Everybody, you know, we all thought he had to go.
Well, all the people that were giving us a hard time saying, oh, you didn't ask tough questions, which ones didn't we ask?
Please stop. You know? That's ridiculous. I asked if Hyde was in the hot seat and you asked that question.
Of course he wasn't.
Right. But, you know, they were right. They being the team. They stuck with him. Didn't make a hasty decision. They stuck with him. Obviously, they saw something. He was telling us, I got the stuff. I got it. It wasn't quite working. Like I said, he was throwing curves, you know, they're going ball to strike and guys hit him. Now they're going strike to ball where they can't touch him. You go in the other batter's box. That's what's happening now. It's very different now.
They did see something in him. The $15 million they invested in him. They were trying to give it as much time as they could before they let that guy go.
By the way, how angry would you be if they let him go and then somebody else picked him up and he did this? Well, you son of a bitch, Charlie. Why could you do that for us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go out to the phone lines, 410-583-1057. Get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
All right. Good.
Good. TGIF and PYT.
Yep. There you go, my friend. It's Friday.
What players are the Orioles likely to trade before the trade deadline? Have a fantastic weekend, guys.
You too, man.
You have one, too.
The trade deadline, like, I agree with everything that kind of Molesky was saying, that I do think Cedric Mullins gets moved because there's got to be a team that could use a center fielder, a guy that you can put in your lineup that can go out there and play every day and play that position well. So it would surprise me if he's still on this team. I don't know that what the value of Mountcastle is now with the injury, so it would surprise me if he got moved. But then again, like when we look at the starting pitching, if they're anywhere near the wild card, like if they're six games out, if they're right where they are in 3 weeks, I still think you're not trading your starting pitchers away. You're not trading Eflin. You're not trading Sagano. You're going to make a run at it.
I stopped all the talk on the trade talk because I think that's the most fluid thing in this organization right now. It all depends on where you are at the time. I don't who gets traded. I don't know. It all depends. I think the only person I think that gets traded regardless, I agree with you, Cedric Mullins. That's because – and that happens if O'Neill comes back that looks like O'Neill. If Laureano, if his OPS continues to be what it is right now, I think you kind of let him go to loosen up that log jam that it's going to be in the outfield. Other than that, I pump my brakes on it. I don't know. I can't look inside of a crystal ball and see where this team is going to be mid-late July, because that's the question. Where is this team at the trade deadline? That determines, that dictates what they do at the trade deadline.
Yeah, and again, like it's also finding the right trade partner and what people are looking for. Starting pitching, everyone's looking for it. Bullpen, everyone's looking for it. Some teams are looking for certain things because of an injury that happened, or that's the one weak area of their team, you know? And I Cedric Mullins is a guy that you can't tell me that somebody couldn't use a center fielder of that capability, no matter where you're batting him in the lineup, mm-hmm. if you're a team that's expected
contending
to go.
Yeah.
And that's why I think he gets moved ultimately, no matter what.
I do, too, for that reason. Yeah.
And you're telling me that, you know, this team is hovering around 500 mid-July, striking distance of a wild card, and they're trading Ryan O'Hearn? I don't think so. I don't think they trade Ryan O'Hearn under those
circumstances. I don't either.
You know what I mean? If this team is falling and obviously can't move on, then they're trading Ryan O'Hearn. And you can tell me Ryan O'Hearn's batting average is falling to 301. He's getting back down to reality on the batted average. However, his on-base percentage is 381. His slugging is 481. Those are the two numbers that I care about. His OPS is 862. Those are the important numbers for O'Hearn.
Let me throw a hypothetical at you. What if somebody just offers you something ridiculous for O'Hearn, like a big time prospect that could be ready next year or something else to move him? So, because like the one thing we kept saying was, I don't know what you get for Ryan O'Hearn, and then all of a sudden at one point, the only person that had a better OPS than him in the American League was a guy named Aaron Judge, and I think now he's still in the top 5 or 6, if I'm not mistaken. I know some other guy, Junior Caminero for the Rays, just caught fire, and he's been ridiculous. But you start looking at some of those guys. If somebody offers you something, maybe it's a starting pitcher that you're intrigued by. Like, for example, what if the Philadelphia Phillies said, hey, here's Mick Abel for Ryan O'Hearn? That's not happening, but I'm saying like something similar to that, a young pitching prospect for a player.
I got to tell you, to be honest with you, I got to qualify this. I don't think that's happening because I don't think a
contending team. I don't either, but that's why it's a hypothetical.
A contending team is not going to give you a starting pitcher for O'Hearn because they need that starting pitcher.
I think that's the reason why I said not that team.
Let me answer the question. I think the only team that would do that is a losing team. But if you offered me a starting pitcher for O'Hearn, I'd have to do it. I just don't think that'll happen. That's, you know, a winning team's not going to give a starting pitcher for O'Hearn. But if you did, you're stupid not to trade him for that guy. A starting pitcher? Yeah. I mean, as valuable as he is to you right now, pitching is the most valuable thing in baseball.
By far.
Right now, by far.
Yeah.
So that to me, if I'm the GM and you're the other GM and you call me, Rob, look, we got a lot of pitching over here, but we really need a left-handed stick. I'm going to offer you this guy or that guy. You take your pick between these two. And these are young pitchers that need to be, that they've shown signs. They have a little bit of experience and some time left on their contract. No brainer, Jeremy. Ryan O'Hearn, as much as I love him, he's got to walk.
Yeah.
He's got to walk. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joe LaCroix's Encore at 9:45, but on the other side is the Daily Line with Jeremy Collin.
Yeah, I had a phenomenal day yesterday. I can't wait to tell everyone about it in the next segment. Yeah, you want to pat yourself on the back. But first, I want to tell people to call in. If you want to go to the Premier Lacrosse League games this weekend, we got 4 tickets happening Saturday and Sunday at Homewood Field. Tickets on sale now at plltickets.com. 410-583-1057. If you want to stay tuned, I damn near swept the board yesterday. Depending on when you got the Oakland A's game, I either went 4-1 or 4-0-1. I'll tell you what went right yesterday and also some really great spots today. We go over it next. Strike and that the ump made the right call. We've had some real big ump shows this year, and including, was it the Dodgers game last night where they missed 17 calls? Yamamoto should have been pissed off. The guy was just dealing and got robbed of a few outs there in last night's game. But
immaculate inning also.
Oh, that's what it was, the immaculate inning. Yep, that's what he got robbed of because of a missed call. Now, all right, so I'm going to start with the WNBA before I get into the Major League Baseball weather and the plays for today. And I'm even going to tell you a home run play. We hit yesterday's. I got a couple messages. James Wood hit 2 bombs in that game, even though the game still didn't go over. That was one of the swings and misses. And one of the things I always talk about with weather, we mentioned yesterday, there were 11 or 12 games with double-digit miles per hour blowing in or out. And I think at the end of the day, it was like 7-4-1. And I was on the right side of most of those, and a lot of that just goes to the weather algorithm, figuring out which ones are the best plays and trying to avoid some of the pitfalls. And felt like yesterday was one of those days you did a good job of it. Other days, it's a little bit more difficult, but that weather algorithm drink does help out quite a bit. In the WNBA tonight, I'm going back to the Dream. They're playing the Mystics. The only thing that concerns me about this is I thought more people were going to be on the Dream here, but the public is actually betting the Mystics. The Dream last Sunday, either way, they went and faced the Mystics on the road, and they were beating them by like 35 the whole game. I think it finished at like 24-25. They're really good. Brittany Griner's there. If you're not, I don't know how many people are actually watching the WNBA. I like the Dream minus 8.5 tonight, and I like Dallas and Connecticut, if I can say it, go over 165.5. I think there's three plays tonight in the WNBA. I think those are the two best, in my opinion. Let's go to the MLB weather. So we've got a couple of really, really good spots. All of these are interesting. I'll give you the two that are good, not great in my mind. The Orioles over, facing the Yankees, and again, I talked about this. With Max Fried going, the Orioles' numbers and how they've hit lefties, and he's got a 1-something ERA, it makes it really difficult to tell everybody to take an overplay there, even though the weather greatly supports it. The Giants over. The wind's blowing out at 20 to 25 miles an hour at Oracle Park, and it still doesn't mean that much to me, so I'm not touching it. Yesterday, it was the same thing, 20 mile an hour out, and we had the pitching matchup of Logan Webb and, who was it? Now I can't remember the other pitcher. Doesn't matter. Two decent pitchers going at it. It was a 2-1 game with 25-mile-an-hour winds blowing out. That's because Oracle Park, it mitigates the wind quite a bit being on the water. Yeah. So like 25 miles an hour there, 20 miles an hour there is like 10 miles an hour out at any other stadium. Oh. Conversely, 10 miles an hour out at Wrigley is like 20. And today, Wrigley has winds blowing out at about 16 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And what's going to scare people off that game is the fact that it's George Kirby and Matt Boyd. And with the wind blowing out, you know where the wind's blowing? Towards left field. Matt Boyd is a left-hander. I think Julio Rodriguez absolutely hits a home run today. I love the right-handed bats up top. Cal Raleigh, when does he not hit a home run? The wind is blowing so hard out at Wrigley. This is one of the best spots we've had in the past couple weeks to target it. Again, George Kirby, Matt Boyd, I think that's what scares people off. The other games that have great weather, the Cubs over is the best weather on the day. Phillies over, Cardinals over, Rockies over. Now let me point to the Rockies over, where you have their young pitcher in Gomber that they like, and you also have Zach Gallen going in this game, who I really like. It's Coors Field, and it has great hitting weather. Anytime that happens, you should almost always take the over. The only reason I'm not suggesting this as a play mm-hmm. is that everybody's betting it. The total's 12, and it's really? Not moving with everybody betting it. I do think the over hits in this game. If you know anything about me in baseball, if I see 75% of the public betting on one side, I'm not touching it.
Yeah,
I might go the other way, but I'm not touching it, especially on a total.
So you've got thin air and
it's hot hitting. As hell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had questionable pitching, you'd probably like it. But again, good pitchers look questionable there. So it's just something you can check out for yourself. But as far as today in the games, I talked about it. Cubs over to me, looks juicy. Same thing with Cincinnati and St. Louis. The over there, you got two pitchers that don't strike out a lot of guys. Brady Singer used to be a big K guy, but his props are always around 3.5, 4.5, which is okay. And on the flip side for St. Louis, you get Pallante, who... if he's got his ground balls working, he can be a difficult mm-hmm. pitcher to face, but he just puts so many damn guys on base. It's like, if the wind's blowing out and it's hot as hell there, why wouldn't I attack the over in that game? Same thing with the Mets and Phillies. It's Zach Wheeler pitching, who I love Zach Wheeler, and I hate betting overs in his games. He's facing his former team. The weather's so damn good, it's hard to get away from this spot, in my opinion. And if you're looking at the Phillies, I'm not really scared at all by like the Mets pitcher, because the Phillies bats... just saying to Ed, like the Phillies and Mets are battling for the NL East.
Yeah.
The Braves are, because of their slow start, are about 10 games out or something ridiculous. And the Mets are trotting out what might end up being a bullpen game in this matchup, because it's a kid. Like, look, I follow this as closely as anybody, and I don't know a ton about Blade Tidwell. See, I didn't even know his name. Who named their kid Blade? Is he half vampire?
Who wouldn't change their last name from Tidwell?
So I would just go by one name. It would just be Blade. But anyway, yeah, the Mets and Phillies, great weather there. Washington and L.A. and Milwaukee and Minnesota. I'm leaning towards unders in those plays. With L.A., it's Kershaw. And Mackenzie Gore can strike out with the best of them. He's faced them before as a Padres pitcher. He's even faced them in D.C. But Mackenzie Gore looks really good. Lefty, so you're hoping you mitigate some of Shohei Ohtani and some of that power that they have there. Freddie Freeman, he hits lefty, so it may not matter. But when it comes down to it, you look at the other side, Clayton Kershaw, he's not striking a lot of guys out. It's okay because the Nats don't strike out a lot, believe it or not. They're just a bunch. It's a ton of Punch and Judy hitters. And then you mix in the James Woods and a couple other guys with pop there. They still need to get some more premier hitters in that lineup. And Milwaukee and Minnesota, the wind's blowing in. It's a tough day for hitters. Everybody's on the under here. I still like it. As I said, it's not like 80% of the people are betting on this. It's just there's a lean towards the, if you were looking at the money, I'd say there's like 56, 58% of the people that are betting on the under. But you can understand why, because the wind is so good in this matchup. And you got Joe Ryan pitching, and the kid from Milwaukee's Jacob Mizorowski. That's the big flamethrower that was supposed to pitch yesterday, but they switched it with Freddie Peralta. So just to recap real quick, I want to tell you guys the weather. These are juicy spots. Cubs over, Phillies over, Cardinals over, Rockies over. Giants over looks good on the outset, but I'm not touching it. I would actually go under in that game. And the Orioles, same thing. Like, the over looks really good from the standpoint of the weather and everything else. I'm looking at the pitching matchup, and I'm like, I'm either not betting it or I'm taking the under. So there you go.
There you have it. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Lots of baseball tonight. Full slate, of course. You talked about that Cubs game, Mariners. That's going to be a good one. I agree. The pitching matchup kind of chases you away from that. But I think the White Sox, I know this sounds strange, but I think the White Sox Blue Jays might be a good pitching matchup also with
Spencer
Martin
Turnbull.
And Turnbull. Yep, Turnbull. Yep, Martin and Turnbull. I think that's a good one as well. Braves have been playing pretty decent lately, and the Mets have lost, what, six in a row?
4-6 in the last 10, and those six are all in a row.
And they've got Zach Wheeler on the mound today, 7-2 with a 2.76 earned run average in Philadelphia. Not good.
Except he's not a Met anymore. That's what's not good.
Not good at all.
No.
I thought the series between the Brewers and the Cubs this week was pretty interesting. The Brewers, of course, now with the Twins over the weekend. But that was a pretty interesting series. The Cubs are sneaky good. No one's talking about them. That's a very good baseball team, guys.
I was shocked. It's a 45-win team. I mean, I didn't even realize that. I'm like, damn.
Well, that's sneaky good.
Yeah. You look at some of the teams that we've had that we have in this league that I don't think people are paying a lot of attention to.
I think the Cubs are one of them.
The Cubs are one, and the Giants are the other one. I think, because the Giants have been, they've been a team that's been aggressive at the trade deadline and making moves, and I feel like they're going to do it again. And when you look at their lineup, you're going, yeah, I don't know that it's anything special, but they have like really good pieces. And guess what? They hit with runners in scoring position. They have power. Mm-hmm. They also have a stadium that supports their pitchers, and all their pitchers are pitching well right now. So I think that's a team that everybody should. And the other thing I love about them is that they're not afraid of the Dodgers.
Oh, clearly not. Yeah.
Joe they has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I came to the building early and the engineer wasn't here yet. So the security guy up front, you know, I told him who I was, what I was here for. And he said, all right, you know, you can hang around, sit down. So is there some place for me to go maybe and get some coffee? He said, yeah. So he started giving me directions. And I said, how many blocks is that? He looked at me and said, blocks? I said, yeah. He said, where you from? I said, Baltimore. I said, okay, all right. Well, it's four blocks. I said, why'd you say that? He said, well, you understand blocks because you're from Baltimore. Right. Normally, when people aren't from big cities, they don't understand blocks. So I said, I had the box that I broadcast with that I'm not using, by the way, and my duffel bag, my book bag. I said, can I leave that here? He looked at me and said, nah, we can't leave bags here, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you. He clapped his hands and rubbed his hands together. I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you. And I thought to myself, all right, hold on to the desk because you're about to get had. He said, could you bring me a tea with two sugars? Of course. Yeah. Yeah, I got you. So then he did. Then here comes the real New York portion. He reached in his pocket and started jiggling his pocket, knowing he wasn't pulling anything out of his pocket.
Yeah.
I said, I got you.
Encore brought to you by Lion's Den, passion, pleasure, romance. Seriously, put some passion in that relationship. Seriously, do it. If you don't, you know what happens. I'm just saying. Check out Lion's Den. Bunch of locations in the Baltimore area. It's a great place. I even got Jeremy to walk in there.
Yeah, they got a lot of great penis lollipops. They had a variety pack with all different types of flavors, Rob. I don't know. I think I ate all of them, though. I you know, I got to bring some to work and just give them out. What? I got two hands. What do you want
I know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Shout out to WFAN here in New York City for putting up with me today, getting us in here, getting us the equipment. Paul was outstanding working with Joe, getting us on there. And always Charlie. Charlie Weller is the man. He does all the communication when I'm on the road with these engineers to make sure we are on the air. So thank you very much to everybody for putting us on air. I get one day off for the weekend. Now I go to see New York. I think I'm going to go see some New York this morning. I think I might walk back to the hotel and just soak in New York.
Why not?
That's right. Now time for you to find out what we learned today. The only reason why I wouldn't, Ed, is because I got off the plane, went to my room, took a shower, came to work. Haven't been asleep yet. What did you learn today?
No.
But I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, his underwear says Thursday still.
No, right. No. I said took a shower.
Okay, all right.
I think the one thing I learned is, you know, as much as I'm very optimistic about the Orioles because they look so much better, they have to play like over 630 baseball for the rest of the year to sniff the playoffs. It's possible. Just that's a tough mountain to climb, man. Really is. But I'm gonna hold out hope. 636 was the number I came up with for a winning percentage to reach 86 wins, which was the minimum last year. But we'll see.
Today is National Take Your Dog to Work Day. Would either of you take your dogs to work?
I would love to, but no, because I feel like there are certain people that take their dogs to work. Sometimes you're putting the dog in a bad situation because both my dogs love people and they can't control themselves. One of them will start peeing everywhere because he gets so happy he saw somebody new.
Right.
I think most importantly, not everybody loves dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's a real thing. A lot of people, yeah, they just assume everybody loves dogs, and yeah, they don't.
I do, but everybody, not you know, that's not the case.
Is that like is that a racial thing at all? No.
What?
Like liking dogs?
How much you like your dog? Like, I saw a meme that I think is true. White people don't get too emotional at funerals unless their dog dies.
There's a stand-up comedian that did a bit, and early in the bit, he said his dad dies. Nobody says anything. And at the end, he said his dog died, and they all went, "Oh!" And he goes, "I made up the dog. My dad died. You guys didn't say anything about that."
So, I think that Ricky Gervais? I'm trying to remember who that was.
It was a British comedian, but I don't think it was Gervais.
I think it was.
Was it?
Loving dogs is not a racial thing. How much you love them? Yeah, racial.
It's funny, though. I lost both parents in a short period of time. I guess, you know, when I had to put my pit bull down, people were like, "Oh my God." Yeah. And like, it was so much more sympathy for my dog.
Dogs are the best.
Today is also National Ice Cream Soda Day. I never really an ice cream float kind of guy. Mm. And today is also, most importantly, the longest day of the year because summer begins.
Yes,
most importantly. The longest day of the year. I love it. All days should be this long. A couple of birthdays in sports today would have been Lynn Dawson's birthday, former quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. Today is Dickie Thorne's birthday, former shortstop for the Houston Astros. I remember he got hit in the jaw. He's turned 67. Former NBA player and Wake Forest basketball player Rodney Rogers turns 54 today. LeVar Arrington, former Washington, then Redskins, pass rusher, turns 47 today. Darren Sproles of the NFL and Darko Milicic of the NBA, who was famously drafted ahead of Carmelo Anthony, both share a birthday today. Joe, who's older?
I'll go Darren Sproles.
Darren Sproles? Jeremy?
It's Carmelo.
No. He's not an option.
Carmelo's older.
He's not an option.
What was the other option?
Darren Sproles, Darko Milicic.
Carmelo. No, Darko Milicic.
That should have been a pick. You're right, but it was not. You're trying not to make the same mistake that Detroit made.
I'll go Milicic.
You go Milicic?
Yep.
Ed Norris?
Sproles.
Go Sproles?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Darko Milicic today turns 40. Darren Sproles turns 42.
Ah, stupid question. Carmelo was right. All right, I got a couple for you here. A friend of mine asked me if I believed in monogamy. I said, "Believe in it? I've got a whole table made of it." I saw all these people queuing up only for them to get punched in the face. I figured this was the punchline. You get the queuing is a lot like... yeah, that's what I was waiting for. A guy came in with a car on his head. I said, "Get out of here, Jack."
So I got you.
Jack.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Damn, these are the bad ones.
Yes, they are.
I asked a pretty German girl if I could have her phone number. I can tell she's playing hard to get because all I have right now is
nine.
What does a horny toad say? Rub it, rub it, rub it, rub it. The French have invaded North Korea and have overthrown Kim Jong-un. I don't know if you guys know this. According to experts, the new supreme leader will be Kim Jong-de. De is that's French. It means two.
Oh my God!
Under trois, quatre, cinq, six, sept, huit, neuf.
Hey, check out Under Trois. We were in New York.
Is that a gay bar?
No, it's a French restaurant on 43rd Street.
I'd go.
Which is up where you're
staying. I mean, to the French restaurant.
Yeah. 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 The mine shaft is where you want to go.
This is a sad one. I don't know if you guys heard about this. I accidentally got a boner while doing a presentation at work. It was the hardest part of my day.
Oh my God.
I bought an idiot detector that starts beeping when I get close to stupid people. It must be broken, though. No matter where I go, the thing never stops beeping. My wife tried to convince me not to put glue on my rifles, but I'm sticking to my guns. And last
rip shot at that one, Joe?
Yeah, okay, well, he's trying to get me out of here.
We're within 30 seconds.
Last one for you guys, and you'll love this one, Ed. I married my wife for her personality. I didn't realize it was a variety pack, and I'm so lucky that I get to sample all six flavors. There you go.
Hey, man. Vinny and Handy up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful weekend.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.